Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, August the 23rd, 2010. It's the birthday of Nelson Richard DeMille, born in Queens, New York, 1943, author of a number of books set on Long Island, New York, with a cast of characters that includes a CIA agent and a retired NYPD detective and his wife, an FBI agent, and a U.S. Army investigator, Paul Brenner, who was played by John Travolta in a film version of DeMille's book, The General's Daughter. It's the birthday of Queen Noor of Jordan, who was born Lisa Halabi in Washington, D.C., 1951. She was 26 years old when she went to a social event in Washington and met the recently widowed King Hussein of Jordan. And the next year, Lisa Halabi renounced her American citizenship, converted to Islam, changed her name, and married the king. She was the Queen of Jordan until King Hussein died in 1999, wrote a best-selling book, Leap of Faith, Memoirs of an Unexpected Life. It's the birthday of the man who said, "You can see the computer age everywhere but in the productivity statistics." Economist Robert Merton Solow, born in Brooklyn, 1924 on this day, won the 1987 Nobel Prize in Economics. It's the birthday of the winner of the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1978, the microbiologist Hamilton Smith, born New York City on this date in 1931, who, along with others, helped discover type 2 restriction enzymes, enzymes usually found in bacteria, which help provide a defense against invading viruses. And the winner of the 1996 Nobel Prize for Chemistry, Robert Curl, born on this day, 1933, in Alice, Texas, who, along with others, helped to discover fullerenes. A fullerene is a ball or an enclosed shell of carbon atoms, which was an important discovery in improving technology in the field of computers and other electronics. Here's a poem for today by Dorothea Tanning, entitled Secret. On one of those birthdays, of which I've had so many, I was walking home through the park from a party, pleased that I'd resisted mentioning the birthday. Why hear congratulations for doing nothing but live? The birthday was my secret with myself, and gave me, walking under all those trees, such a strong feeling of satisfaction that everything else fell away. Party sounds, the hostess who stared and as suddenly disappeared on seeing her husband walk in with a younger friend, another guest examining garment labels in the room where I went to leave my jacket, one of two waiters balancing a tray full of foot-high champagne glasses, a bee-like buzz of voices I ought to have enjoyed, but heard as foreign babble, so remote it was from a birthday, so empty of import, nothing would remain. I got my jacket, waved from the hall, pressed down. In summer, the park, for an hour or so before night, is at its greenest, a whole implicit proposition of green leaves, a triumph of leaves enfolding me that day in a green intimacy, so trustworthy. I told them my secret. "It's my birthday," I said out loud before turning away to cross the avenue. Secret, a poem by Dorothea Tanning, from her collection A Table of Content, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.